With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. A federal judge in San Francisco on Tuesday barred the Trump administration from turning back the Obama-era DACA Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which shielded more than 700,000 people from deportation. U.S. District Judge William Alsup granted a request by California and other plaintiffs to prevent President Trump from ending the DACA program while their lawsuits play out in court. Alsup said lawyers in favor of DACA clearly demonstrated that young immigrants were likely to suffer serious irreparable harm without court action. And Trump last year decided to end DACA but gave Congress until March to find a fix. One of President Trump's personal attorneys has filed a defamation lawsuit against BuzzFeed News and Fusion GPS over the Trump-related dossier. Michael Cohen filed a defamation action Tuesday against BuzzFeed News, its editor-in-chief Ben Smith, over allegations about Cohen that were published in the infamous but discredited anti-Trump dossier. Cohen also filed a federal defamation lawsuit against Fusion GPS, the research firm that hired former British spy Christopher Steele to compile the dossier. President Trump deserves, quote, big credit for kicking off the first talks between Pyongyang and Seoul in more than 2 years, according to South Korean President Moon Jae-in, saying on Wednesday. North Korea agreed Tuesday to send a delegation to next month's Winter Olympics, which are set to begin in Pyongyang, South Korea. The rival nations' talks are the first sign of a possible thaw in the relationship. And Steve Bannon has stepped down as executive chairman of Breitbart News. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And more news at TheBingeThinker.com.